Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 8, 1806. Shrubs. The hunters have again been successful bringing in more meat. Lewis has been describing trees for the last few days. Today, he describes a shrub.
Sent Sergeant Ordway and two men this morning to join the party with Sergeant Gass and bring the balance of Reuben Field's elk. In the evening, they returned with the balance of the flesh of five elk, that one of them having become tainted and unfit for use. Late in the evening, Sergeant Pryor returned with Shannon and Labiche and his party down the Nettle. They brought with them the flesh of four elk, which those two hunters had killed. We have both dined and supped on elk's tongues and marrow bones. I have discovered that the shrub and fruit described on the 26th of January is not that which the Indians call chelan, but is such as is there described, and the berry is esteemed and used by the natives as there mentioned, except that it, not like the chelan, baked in large loaves, but is simply dried in the sun for winter use. Then they either eat them in the dried state or boil them in water. The chelan is the production of a shrub which I have heretofore taken to be a species of laurel and mentioned as abounding in this neighborhood, and that the elk feed much on its leaves. It generally rises to the height of 3 feet, but not unusually attains to that of 5 feet. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 8, 1806.
Lewis goes on for another page, describing in great detail the leaf, stem, and color of this plant, and putting great emphasis on the fact that it is an evergreen. The stalk and leaves of this shrub are sketched in Lewis's journal and quite well done. The following description of the town of Astoria, which is near where the party spent the winter hunting, is found in the current AAA Home and Away Western Edition. Overlooking the Columbia River, where it meets the Pacific Ocean on the Oregon coast, the city of Astoria is on the Oregon side of the huge Astoria-Megler Bridge, spanning the Columbia River from the Washington side. It features the world's longest continuous truss. The bridge itself is 4 miles long across the mouth of the Columbia. Astoria was known as the salmon canning capital of the world. It is now a beautiful and interesting tourist attraction. Tomorrow, a black bear.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.